night. You just press it. That's it.
Yeah.
We are now.
Right, first item on the agenda, 26-19, to receive apologies for absence and a vote of acceptance to be taken. Any absences? No.
Councillor
Weaver,
but
I haven't received any apologies.
Okay, we note that. 26-20, to record declarations of interest. Members are invited to declare any relevant interest, notwithstanding this item. Members may subsequently declare an interest at any point during the meeting. Any declarations of interest?
None.
No, Chair.
None, not from me either. Okay, we come on to the public session, 26-21. Public session, 15 minutes, 3 minutes per speaker. Priority will be given to those members of the public wishing to share information relating to items on the agenda. Once the public session is closed, members of the public are not permitted to speak again. Okay, we have one member of the public and I gather you wish to say something. Is that so?
So I'm curious on the process.
Yeah.
We're putting a plan and application, which I believe you're going to discuss today.
Yeah.
I know it goes against one of the local planning policies, but again, I just wanted to kind of discuss that.
You can make a statement. Can't discuss it during the meeting, so if you have
okay.
something to say...
Okay, so in that case, as I say, our planning application is to propose to turn a three-bedroom bungalow into a four-storey house.
Four.
I know, again, it goes against local planning policy WM7. However, I'd just like to state the reason for us to doing it is because my grandfather built the property in 1963. My father grew up in the property, and unfortunately, as we lost my grandparents, my wife and I purchased the property and now have a young family in it. The main reason to obviously to try and do this is to stay where we live. I've always lived in New Captain's Road. I need to be close to my family, but more importantly, I'm also a firefighter for Essex County Fire and Rescue, so obviously servicing the local station. So again, I need to be close by as I'm literally on call 24/7. So the whole purpose of us doing this is to expand our family home and stay where we are, as opposed to trying to do it and just sell it and move on. As I say, we have looked at other properties on the island, but we have the issue of trying to sell ours. We did have it on the market. We had two confirmed buyers who unfortunately pulled out due to not being able to get into the local doctors and dentists. So I think, unfortunately, you know, this is also trying to alleviate a larger problem as well.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll move on to consider... next item on the agenda, 26-22, to confirm minutes of the Planning and Highways Committee meeting of the 2nd of March, 2026. Has everyone read that?
I move it, yeah.
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favour of accepting those minutes? Okay. Right, next item, to consider planning applications received. First one, 260362, formerly utilised for storage and previously occupied by a small single-storey dwelling. The proposal comprises infill development for the erection of a three-bedroom dwelling house and associated parking and private amenity space, 11 Kingsland Beach, West Mersey. Anyone, any comments? I'll go round first to John.
I've got no comments. There's an infill. I haven't looked at this. We can't look at the street scene, can we?
No, actually, it's a private road.
It's a private road.
I can't get the projector working at
the moment. No. I've got no comment to make on this one.
Chair,
okay,
no comments.
Okay.
No comments.
No comment. So, I have no objection to it. So, what are we proposing to recommend to Colchester? No comment or no objection?
I would say no comment would be my purpose.
I'll second that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no comment on that one then.
Who's proposing that one?
Second that. Okay.
All in favour of that? No comment. Right. 260404, removal of roof to existing bungalow with the construction of the first floor level with room with the, within the roof void above. Demolition of existing conservatory to the rear and front extension with porch to New Captain's Road, West Mersey. I'll ask Councillor Acker first for his comments.
I think I'd like to hear a debate on this one because it is quite a considerable size to the development. But I am, and I see there's been two objections. And they've quoted various local planning requirements, but I hear a powerful personal view about the need for the new constructions to take place. We have to look at it in terms of planning requirements. Essential thing, but I'd like to hear what others are going to say.
Councillor Mercer.
You know, having looked at the application, and I do sympathise with the statement that the resident has made, it is quite a large construction, and as the resident has pointed out, it does contravene WM7 of the neighbourhood plan. That's my issue with the development.
Councillor Baker.
Yeah, I agree with the councillors. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, my consideration of it is that, yes, it does. Well, it doesn't necessarily conflict with WM7 because WM7 needs it. It objects to the loss of bungalows if the new construction does have a detrimental effect on the street scene. So that's a judgment, really, whether it's detrimental to the street scene, which I'm not qualified to make. So I would suggest that we highlight the fact that it potentially conflicts with WM7 in our response. But just to reiterate, we only make recommendations to Colchester, and it's Colchester Planning that make the final decision.
I think that's a fair statement to make to Colchester.
I don't quite know how to phrase it.
Okay.
I'd say, look, mate, hang on a second. Have I got everyone's agreement to bring the to suspend the meeting and the member of public speaking?
So I just wanted to add a couple of points, and this is part of the reason why I wanted to come. Yes, we have received two objections. However, we believe they're from the same person. With regards to some of the points raised on there, unfortunately, they're not factual. So with regards to the size of the development, I appreciate it is larger than what is already there. However, it is 1% larger than the development directly next door to us, which is Churchfield 63A and B, which is 2 3-bed semis. And we are on a plot that is 10% larger than that plot. So I appreciate it's bigger than what is there, but as far as scale is concerned, it's not too dissimilar to surrounding properties. One of the other mentions within the complaint was also about the private amenity space having an increase in noise, as my wife is a childminder. However, we don't actually use the rear garden for that purpose. We have an enclosed amenity space within the front of the property that's solely used for the childcare. So again, it's not going to increase any noise or anything like that for the local amenity, but also 63B and 63 are both listed as Airbnbs.
Chair, would it be an order to stop me to ask a question?
Yes, please do.
Did you get any pre-application advice?
Yes, we had a pre-application with the planning officer, Kelsey Oliver.
And what did that say?
There was no real concerns.
Yes, all we can do, obviously it's Colchester that determine it. We don't know who the objections came from. We're not really considering those in our, when we make our
absolutely
own comments.
Right.
We're just make factual comments that it appears that it may be contrary to WM7,
yeah.
And that's after that it's for the Colchester planning to determine.
Yeah. I think, Chair, we've got a responsibility to ensure that the neighbourhood plan and things are, but we could put that forward. The Colchester City Council will be aware of that, and if we point that out to them, that's the limit, I think, that we need to go for on this application.
Okay, so, okay, we've come back into... the meeting. Meeting's continuing now. I propose that we put in a comment that West Mersey Town Council considers that this proposal conflicts with neighbourhood plan WM7 loss of bungalows. It has not been demonstrated that the proposal would not have a detrimental impact on the character of the vicinity.
Yep, I agree.
Second it.
Okay, I'll propose.
I support that too.
Okay, that's that. Next, 260406, proposed single story rear extension, Pippins, 10 Alexander Avenue, West Mersey. Councillor Baker, have you any comments on that one?
No, I didn't have any problems with it, any comments. I couldn't see anything detriment, so anybody else? That's my view.
Okay. Councillor Webster.
I've got no comments, Jay.
No objections, no comments?
No objections.
Detail from me, Chair.
Councillor Ackett, so would anyone, I have no objection to that particular one. It's a rear extension which isn't visible from the street, doesn't impinge on the neighbours at all. So I propose, if I may, that we raise no objection to that application. I propose. Anyone second it?
I'll second that, Chair.
Those in favour? Then we have 260410, proposed porch shower room extension and alterations to Cypress Views, West Mersey. Again, this is a rear extension to this property.
I've got no objections, Chair.
Yeah, no objection to this.
No objection.
Who wishes to propose?
I'll propose no objection.
I'll second it. Those in favour of lodging no objection. Okay, next is 260434, retrospective application for installation of 1.8 metre fence adjacent to highway on householder boundary. 21 Shears Crescent, West Mersey.
Chair, can I just ask, am I rightly thinking that the reason this is before planning is because it's within a certain distance from the highway? Because with a fence,
abutting
it's 2 metres.
And I think, I don't know if you recall, previously they put in an application, similar application and it was refused.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
But what they're proposing now is that they reduce the height of the fence around the front garden area of the property.
Yeah.
But the 1.8 metres is along the side of the rear garden.
And where it starts is with a neighbouring wall, I think, isn't it?
Correct,
it's 1.8 metres.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a corner plot, so
yeah,
the front of the house and the side of the house are about the highway. They want to... their application is for the 1.8 metre fence along the side of the house next to the highway, but the front of the house they've reduced to 1.1 metre, which is within permitted development heights. Sizes.
So, following on that, so there's no need for a highway to comment on this?
There is no highways comment present.
Mm.
On the previous application, I don't think highways had a...
Okay.
Had an objection either,
oh,
but Colchester did.
Okay. Okay. Mm. It's a retrospective application, isn't it?
Correct, because they had already put up a 1.8 metre fence all the way round.
Mm-hmm.
That was refused, and now they're applying for a 1.8 metre fence along the side of the rear garden, but not around the frontage of the house.
Okay.
Mm.
You've got the you've got the plan link there.
Yeah.
You can see the drawing.
Jay, looking what I saw from looking at the plan, the side of the rear garden doesn't obscure any view from the highway.
Correct.
I can understand if it was all the way along the side to the front, because it's on the corner, it would obscure. But as they've reduced the height
at the front,
I can't see a problem with this.
I haven't. I'm in agreement.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So,
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, anyone like to propose?
I'm quite happy to propose, no objection.
Okay,
hmm.
I'll second that. In favour?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, and the last item, 260508. Application to modify a section 106 planning obligation, Town and Country Planning Act 1990, section 106A, Town and Country Planning, modification and discharge of planning obligations, regulations 1992 as amended, 200351, vary the affordable housing provisions at Schedule 1 of the section 106 agreement to provide for first homes, land at Dawes Lane, West Millingham. I consider, because this is pertaining to a large development, that we should make a recommendation that goes to full council to enable other councillors to come in suddenly if they so wish. That's just to...
And it's also a matter chaired by, say, public interest in it.
Public interest as well. And, it's a bit debatable whether we can make a determination on this one. If you read our terms of reference, it mentions that large developments should be considered by full council, but this is really an amendment to something that pertains to a large development. But so I think we should consider it and make a recommendation to full council for any other comments.
Yeah.
I don't know if you understand what they're actually asking, or what the difference is between this and the previous existing.
It relates to affordable housing, Chair.
Yes, there was a document submitted by ADP, who are the planning consultants for the developer. Their case for the amendment is... they say they've made direct approaches to 10 registered housing providers via contacts that were provided by CCC. Out of the 10 registered providers that were contacted, 5 have responded and said the site is not of interest, and the remainder have not responded. Dwellings are in mid-construction and will be completed in 2026. they're plots number 39 to 44 and 52. So it's 39, 40, 41, 42, 45, six plots that were originally designated as affordable housing and to be offered to registered housing providers. They've had no interest, according to them, in any provider taking those houses on, and so they're proposing that they're transferred to the first home scheme, which gives first time buyers a 30% discount, but they have to sell them on to other first time buyers if they move at the same discount. Of course, they've already negotiated this with Colchester City Council, and this is up to us just for a consultation and make comment, like all other applications.
I think this is something of interest to the public. It does show, doesn't it, the desirability even. For affordable housing, or lack of it. So I've got no objection, but no objection at all.
Chair, do we know the plots 39 to 44, 52 to 53? Do we know what properties they are? Are they flats or are they houses? Or
no, I don't.
I don't know.
I can probably find out, but it might take me a few minutes. I don't think it's really relevant.
No.
Yeah.
On the form.
I might have a look.
I mean, it demonstrates that local registered housing providers haven't got the necessary waiting list or potential tenants who wish to occupy these or qualify to occupy them.
And also, may I say, is the volume of these properties coming there forward, what with Bridie as well?
This is of some concern going forward because, you know, the rules of a large application having an allocation to social housing under affordable housing. And, I mean, we hear everywhere across the country that there's a need to build properties and there's a need for social housing.
I'm not sure of the original stipulations on the. There had to be an overall 30% allocation to
affordable.
Well, yes, affordable housing. But within that, you've got housing association owned properties and the first home scheme discounted first time buyers. It's just it is what it is.
I it's think just a concern when. You know, we've got other
potentially
a larger application than this one coming through.
We've got 300.
That's my point. Yeah. I'm just concerned.
They're still affordable housing. They're still classes. This is still classes of affordable
housing. But
it's market discount, 30% discount to market price.
Yeah.
And it has to stay within that first home scheme.
I get that.
So it can only be sold on to other first home. First-time buyers.
But I get that, but it's still a difference of the type of accommodation, it's not social housing, as in
it's
the
a difference
in
the type of the tenure, yes, but not type of accommodation.
And it's difficult for young people to get on the housing market as well. So this is always a bit contentious when you say affordable. It's only affordable if you can afford it. And the type of properties that are being built, you know, you've got a question. I know this doesn't, this is just going forward, that, you know, even with 30% off, there are properties out there that are cheaper.
Yeah, there are.
No, that's a structural problem with the scheme, isn't it? Not anything else. I think, as far as this one goes, what the developers are saying, they've unable to, as I said, unable to find any takers for it amongst registered housing providers. Therefore, they contend that the best way forward is to offer it to the father first home scheme, so it's still discounted housing.
Yeah.
But I mean, if the housing providers haven't got potential clients to take the houses, they're not going to buy them from the developer at this time. Otherwise, they'd have potentially empty units. Councillor Baker, do you have any comments on it?
I'm trying to get my head around it. They might make it affordable, but as everyone's been saying, it's affordable if it's affordable.
Yeah, I know.
And I do think it has to go to full council for other people, because...
Oh yes, I think
we... I think it's in the public interest, as what you've
I've already
said,
got it on
said,
the,
yeah.
on the agenda for Thursday. I just propose that we make a recommendation, either object or no objection, and then full council decides on that. Anyway, any other comment?
No.
No. Well, I propose that we lodge no objection to this. We recommend to full council that no objection.
No objection be made.
Anyone wish to second that?
I'll do it.
And everyone in favour of that?
Sorry, who seconded?
I think Councillor Baker.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right. Where did we get to? I think that's the end of the planning applications that we need to consider today. The next item on the agenda, 2624, to receive notifications of planning decisions made by Colchester City Council. Applications passed. 260018, totem sign to replace existing totem sign. Five-way superstore, that's the co-op, 43 Barnfield Road. 260020, application passed. That was elevational changes comprising overcladding of two-storey section of building, relocation of ATM and external advertisements. Five-way superstore, 43 Barnfield Road, West Mersey. 260049, proposed demolition of existing house and replacement dwelling, built as approved application 251383, Tilpins, 5 Meadow Lane, West Mersey. Demolition of rear, 260057, demolition of rear extension and covered area with the erection of a new single storey extension, removal of bay window to front elevation and that new open porch, 46 Victory Road, West Mersey. 260061, first floor, front extension over porch, 22 Raymead Close, West Mersey. 260145, proposed single storey rear extension, first floor, rear dormer, new front porch, internal rear configurations, 44 Melrose Road, that was passed. 260184, demolition of existing single storey rear extension, replacement single storey rear extension and side garage with proposed 1.5-storey addition and dormers, 47 Empress Avenue, passed. 260206, extension and alteration to the existing dwelling, 13 First Chase, West Mersey, that's passed. And applications refused. 252151, the removal of the installed cabrio window times 2 on the rear elevation and installation of 2 fixed and sloped Velux windows with the bottom panel to have a frosted or opaque vinyl applied, 5 Fairhaven Avenue, West Mersey. That was refused. Don't know if anyone remembers that. It's been refused twice now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't quite know where that leaves it. But,
yeah.
And then the other application that was refused, 260261, application to vary condition 2 following grant of application 251439, Kona, Kingsland Close, West Mersey. We considered that on our last meeting, I think.
Yeah.
that was where they wanted to change the position of the door. It was an annex to the building, and they wanted to change the position of the door and the windows to the opposite sides. And Colchester considers that it would be detrimental to the privacy of the neighbouring property, so that's been refused. Then we have the decisions from two appeals. 231385, application for a lawful development certificate for a proposed change of use to hold a food and drink festival, Victory Morins, Coast Road, West Mersey. That appeal was not allowed, so in other words, they upheld the decision of Colchester Council. Mm. The inspector upheld the Colchester's decision. If you want to find out why, you can read it. and then there's 251813, erection of side extension to existing first floor flat and creating roof level terrace area, 122 Coast Road, West Mersey. That's Blackwater Pearl. They appealed against Colchester's refusal, but their appeal has been dismissed again. And that's interesting, because if you read the inspector's report, we actually had no objection to it, but the inspector's basically come up with reasons why not, due to their Coast Road, you know, conservation area, although our opinion was that it didn't look particularly...
Yeah, with the inspector's report,
it?
Though, it is on the merits of that particular case.
Absolutely, it's on
there. So, I mean, but it's worth noting that there is a sensitivity regarding inspection with that whole area. They seem to look at it very carefully.
Yes, because the core of the building was apparently, built in 18 something or other, and all the later additions which don't add to its beauty or whatever to it, don't add to its visual.
No, it's not.
But have not been taken in. The argument that the applicant had was that it wouldn't actually really change the street scene that much.
No.
But the inspector didn't take that argument.
No.
Because they said the fact that it had already been, the existing extensions were detrimental to the street scene, but they're there. We don't want any more on it.
Yeah.
That's basically what
they
said. Okay. That's the end of the meeting.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Turn it on.
Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.